so much for being here. I only got to say hi to less than half of the people in this room, and hi to everybody else that I didn't personally get to welcome and thank for being here. We welcome you, and we appreciate very much you being here with us tonight. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I have the privilege of serving as mayor of the City of South Jordan with this outstanding City Council seated up here next to me, three of whom will take the oath of office tonight, and our outstanding city staff. Thank you to all of you for being here. We welcome all of you, and we thank you for your patience. This being the first meeting of the year, we had a lot of business to work on during our study meeting. It did go a little longer than anticipated, but we were able to get everything done. So thank you for your patience. We will move this right along. We are going to open tonight's meeting with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we all have the opportunity to gather together. We're thankful for everyone who is here, family, friends, residents of our city. We're thankful for council members, the past council members who served our city so well, and we're thankful for the new council member who is also going to be joining and serving our city to the best of her abilities as well. Please continue to give us the guidance that we need to make the best decisions on behalf of our city. We're thankful for our first responders, the police and fire, and all that they do to keep our city safe. Continue to watch after them and keep them safe. We're so very thankful for this wonderful city that we live in. We recognize that it is a wonderful place to live and continue to watch after it. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Quickly, I'd like to welcome and acknowledge we have several elected officials from other cities, from Salt Lake County. We have the school board president here. We have lots of elected officials and representatives of other offices. We have former elected officials from our city here. We have the CEO of our South Valley Chamber here. We have representatives from private government. We've got family, friends, and residents. Welcome, all of you, and thank you so much for being here with us tonight. I think we have some youth council members here, too. Am I right? Yes, thanks for being here, you guys. Okay, we will now turn to our Assistant City Manager, Mr. Jason Rasmussen, and ask him to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will the audience please arise? Please repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The audience may be seated.
Thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. Okay. I'm going to ask for a motion to amend the agenda. We're going to proceed with the agenda exactly as it is, except see if we can get a motion to amend to make item D3, the oath of office for Councilmember Tamara Zander, at the very end of the agenda after item J, to allow for some of her family to get here. So can I get a motion to amend the agenda just to move Tamara's oath of office to the very end of the meeting?
Madam Mayor, I'll move to move item D3 to the end of the agenda after item J.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion to that motion?
Thank you.
Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. With that, the reason that I think you're all here, and we really appreciate it, we're very excited about this. We are going to turn to our city recorder, Mrs. Anna Crookston, and invite Patrick Harris, council member from District 1, to come on down and take the oath of office. Okay, and you're welcome to have your family anywhere you want them, however you want.
Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Patrick Harris.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I'll support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Harris.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Again, we appreciate it. Okay, we are now pleased and thrilled to get to invite our newest City Council member from District 2, Kathy Johnson, to come down and take her oath of office. And you're also welcome to, if you want your family to come up, or they can watch and take pictures, or however you want to do it.
I don't know, what does my family want to do?
Should we do it afterwards? So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take pictures. Yeah.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Kathy Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Okay, if you'd like to stay down there, Kathy, we'll invite, since you're already down there, we'll invite your family to come up and have Rachel take a couple of pictures, and whoever you want to have take pictures. Then we'll do the same thing for the Harris family. We can wait on yours. But I am going to ask, after we take the Harris family's pictures, that the council come down, and we will take a picture of the whole council.
That's great.
Okay,
that's
thank
good.
You.
He is the star.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh, he's good. He's looking. All right.
Awesome.
Good. I'll make sure he does.
Thank you.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, council, if you'd like to come down, we'd like to take our first, well, not our first, because we had photos today, but our
official,
first official photo of our
council. I'm going to be in the line of our seats.
However. I guess that does kind of change our standard of how we
we'll line up how we see.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Vertical. 3, 2, 1. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, this is a big night. We go through that pretty fast, but there's a lot that goes into preparing for this, and there's a huge outcome that leads to this night. It's there anything you would like to say?
No, I think the biggest thing I have is we just have wonderful people that live in this city. It's a pleasure to serve. Every day, just seeing what we can do to help everyone in our city live to their best potential is really what my desire is. You know, try to make the city the greatest it can. Our city has grown over the years, and you know it's going to continue to grow. And you know, my desire is as it continues to grow, just to look at what is the absolute best that we can make our city. And so I'll continue to put forth my best efforts to make that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd just like to say thank you to everyone, especially my family, all my friends and neighbors who have come. Can't do anything without you. You are the backbone of everything that I do, and I'm so appreciative of having you in my life and having you as role models. And I just hope that we can work together and build a strong and great community for all of us to live and enjoy to be together. And thank you for everyone who is here. I so appreciate it. And I look forward to serving and getting to be reacquainted with our community and do my very best. Ready to dig in. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll give you an opportunity at the end if you'd rather wait till.
That's great.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to move on to item E on our agenda. We have the minutes from our December 5th, 2023 City Council study meeting, our Board of Canvassers meeting, and our City Council meeting that have been sent out for review. Thank you to our friends at the county and West Jordan City. Thank you, all of you, for being here. We appreciate it. Three county council members and one West Jordan City Council member. That's who just walked out. We appreciate them being here. Those minutes have been sent out for review. Does anybody have any questions, amendments, changes to the minutes? If not, I'll ask if there's a motion to approve the minutes from all three meetings on December 5th, 2023.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve all the minutes from December 5th.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. That is so weird for me to hear. Okay, it's just going to take me a minute. I told him if I call you guys the wrong name, it's because we've been sitting in the same order for 6 years, and tonight we're all mixed up. We're going to have a new order for going forward, and I'm not used to those voices from different places. And so anyway, whatever I call you, you know who I'm talking to. You know I love you. You know I know your name, but I might call you the wrong thing. So anyway, okay, thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Harris and a second by Mr. McGuire. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes from our council study meeting, council board of canvassers meeting, and our city council meeting from December 5th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you. Nice to see some of our former city council members here as well. All right, mayor and council reports. We haven't met in a month. It's been a long time. But December also tends to slow down a little toward the end of the month, but we probably all have quite a bit. Is there any, would you like to go first, Mr. Sheldon?
Sure.
Thank you.
I think I have one photograph right there. That's my son, Jonathan, and the South Jordan fire hat on his head. He loved it. Thank you so much. Chief Dawson, and his cousins love the hats too. And we also got to visit the fire station earlier that I had previously reported last summer and just had a great time there. Jonathan spent about the last 2 weeks in the hospital. Good news is he's home today and doing a little better, but more hospital time to come yet for him. So. Anyway, on top of that, we had Christmas. This was, that hat was a Christmas present for him. And I also attended LPC, Legislative Policy Committee meeting. Seems like forever ago now, but attended LPC and participated with that. And I visited with a fellow that will be a candidate for a House seat that's at least in part, in South Jordan. So.
Excellent. Thank you. We love Jonathan. Please tell him we love him. He's an honorary member of this council. We love him.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Would you like to go next?
Sure. I have a few pictures. So this is myself, my daughter, and Dr. Susan Madsen at the Common Good Awards. This was an awards gala put on by Envision Utah. There were three different people who received awards that night. But I specifically wanted my daughter to meet Susan Madsen. Those of you that know who she's an incredible advocate in our state. Travels around the country, around the world, and speaks and advocates for the rights of women. But she started a group or a policy think tank called A Bolder Utah. It was wonderful to hear her speak. So that was the Common Good Awards a few weeks ago. These next pictures are from the Santa Sprint. Those of you that know, we have almost monthly a Sojo Race Series race. The Santa Sprint was December 16th. Our next one is Break the Freeze. Janelle, what's the date on that? This Saturday? Oh, wow. Okay. So here's the mayor and I and Kate at the Common Good Awards. And back there, that bald head on the left, that's Zach Jacob, who just walked out, West Jordan council member. Too bad he wasn't here. I could have embarrassed him. Next. These are Santa Sprint. Fun people. They dress up in costumes. It was pretty cold, but the sun was shining. Next. And this is council member Martler. This was his last Sojo race as a council member in December, and he is now been replaced by Mrs. Johnson. So I think there's a couple more fun people dressed in their Santa costumes at the Sojo race. So yeah, there's our Grinch.
This Saturday? It's the 20th. Sorry, we have a winter fitness challenge, so we set up routes weekly, and so I'm getting them mixed up in my head. So but the 20th is Break the Freeze.
January. Mm-hmm. Is Break the Freeze, if you like to do. So the Sojo Race Series, if you haven't ever done it, you don't have to be a big-time athlete, because I'm not. You can do walking, you can do rucking, you can do running. It's a very fun opportunity. I know Councilmember Harris's family comes a lot. I've done it a lot, and Mr. Marler's done it a lot. So here's some fun people. The staff at this one gave out a lot of prizes. It was really well received. They gave out some fun Christmas ornaments that were medals, and I brought my little medal. So shout out to our rec committee. They do a great job. And I think that's all of my pictures. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harris, would you like to go?
Yeah. So just some news. So on the South Valley Sewer Board, the board chair will be changing. So we'll see what that new makeup's going to look like. So I guess we'll find out at the next meeting. You know who's going to be the board chair. But everything's going well on the sewer board. Also on this, the Christmas party here, you can see our representatives, senators. On there, I attended that Christmas party there, and I think on the next picture, it will show a picture with Shari, my wife, and I, and Santa Claus. And so it was good to have the representatives come into our city. They had a number of people there and see them. I know a number of people really are looking after our city. So beyond just our city council members or representatives, took the time to have an open house there at Christmas time. So it was a good time being with all of them. And so. And other than that, I mean, the staff did a good job. There are a few things that we had to, a few issues that came up from some residents, and Jason jumped right on it and took care of those issues. So thank you, Jason, for taking care of that. Very responsive. So
awesome. Thank you. And thank you for going to that.
Yep. Thank you.
Being able to be there that night.
Yep.
And I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. We'll give you a pass this time. Since you've been official for about 10 minutes. Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Since our last meeting, I attended the LPC meeting that Council Member Shelton was at, and then also had the funnest meeting of the year, which was the Arts Council's December meeting. We take about 5 minutes to knock out some official business, and then we have more of a Christmas celebration. And so that was a wonderful thing to just be able to have some time to say thank you to residents who helped build up the arts in South Jordan. And that's everything, Mayor.
Awesome. Thank you. My pictures might have been sent too late to come up. Were they sent too late? I have great pictures. And they didn't get sent till like right before this meeting started. So I know it was too late. Okay, well, I'll just give a quick rundown. couple of highlights. The Envision Utah Common Good Awards that Mrs. Zander mentioned were fantastic, and one of the recipients of the Common Good Award from Envision Utah this year was Ivory Innovations, and I had the chance to introduce the award and them as the award recipient and to thank Ivory Innovations. They've been a great partner with us here, and that is the 501c3 nonprofit that was started by the founders of Ivory Homes, but it's separate. It is separate, and the focus is on affordable housing. Anyway, it was great to get to be there and introduce Clark Ivory there. One of my favorite events that happens in December is the We the People competition, and South Jordan Elementary invites me every year to come and be a judge at We the People, and we just so appreciate it. President Miller, who's here with us, Tracy Miller, she always comes in as a judge, and Officer Coy is always there with us. He's the school resource officer there, and he always comes. We just have a really great time hearing these brilliant fifth graders give prepared speeches and debate and then answer questions about modern day application of the Constitution and the founding of America. It's brilliant. It's so great. It's one of my really favorite events every year. They did an outstanding job again this year. We also had a couple of DARE graduations. We had, since our last meeting, there was one at Daybreak Elementary, and then I was able to go to the one at Golden Fields Elementary, and those fifth graders, we've got fifth graders all across the city working hard, and that's a program that we've chosen to continue and to maintain here in the city of South Jordan, and we're proud of that and proud of the hard work that those kids do. And it's always packed with proud parents and grandparents there to cheer on their fifth graders, and they're great events. So attended a legislative policy committee and also the Utah League of Cities and Towns board meeting that we had in December. Had the chance to go meet with Governor Cox and Andrew Gruber, who's the executive director of Wasatch Front Regional Council. I chair the council and had the chance to go meet with the governor and walk through the newly updated Wasatch Choice Vision. Every 4 years, that vision is updated, and all of the stakeholders, the cities, the counties, UTA, UDOT, everybody has an opportunity to create that vision, and it really is a roadmap for how transit and transportation need to be developed in concert with economic development and housing growth, and that none of them are a silo, and they must be planned in concert. And as things come up, we need to know that so the plan can be updated. It's a living document. Had the chance to walk Governor Cox through the updated version of the Wasatch Choice Vision for the entire Wasatch Front, where 85% of our Utahns live. Met with Beth Holbrook. She's one of the three trustees for UTA. She came out here to my office, and we had a great conversation, and we had a really good visit, talked about the additional transit stop, track stop, that we are working in partnership with the Larry H. Miller Company and UTA and City of South Jordan to make sure that gets put in time for the ballpark to open, and just a lot of good projects, and making sure UTA is always aware of what we're doing here, so that as they're planning for transit, we're at the forefront of their minds at the very least. Had a couple of good visits with legislative leadership, and I think we're in a good place going into this next session. I think the league is working as great partners and really leading out on a lot of innovative solutions that legislative leadership and the governor and his team are appreciative of and we're working towards, so that will continue to happen. We had the Salt Lake County Council of Mayors meeting. So every month, the mayors in all of Salt Lake County get together, and a couple of times a year, we have some representatives from the county, elected officials from the county that join us as well. But the mayors of the 17 municipalities, most of them are there, get together. And so we had our meeting, and we got an update. It was asked earlier tonight when we had someone tell us they had volunteered for Code Blue, what Code Blue is. So for those of you who don't know, it's new, but Code Blue is the overflow shelter signal for when the regular capacity for homeless services for beds in the wintertime is full, and we need to go into Code Blue, and there's some capacity expansions that take place at our shelters if we go into Code Blue, and then also we have an emergency shelter that's been established. And last year during the session, not last year, I guess in 22, now that it's 24. In 22, the legislature assigned the mayors of Salt Lake County to determine where the Code Blue overflow shelter would go in Salt Lake County. And this next upcoming year, it will also be up to the communities in Davis and Utah County to make those determinations. But we've worked really hard the last 2 years, and last winter it was in Mill Creek, and this year it's in West Valley, and every city has worked and brought proposals to the table of where it could go. We all have to bring a proposal to the table, you know, about where in our city it might could go, taking into account services and transit and how we get folks there. And then we work with the providers and the homeless services professionals at the state level to try to determine the best place for an emergency code blue overflow shelter. And I'm happy to report, as of our council mayor's meeting 2 weeks ago, that was the last update on numbers that I've received. But it was really good news that so far this winter, keeping in mind we haven't had a great deal of snow yet, and it hasn't gotten quite as cold as it often does, but so far no one has been turned away, and we've actually had additional capacity where if there was anyone else in need of shelter for the night, there was additional capacity available. So to not run out of capacity space is very much so the goal, and there's a lot of work being done in a lot of different areas, a lot of levels to work on homeless services and what can be done about that. But as far as helping shelter people overnight through the winter, right now, the way it's been set up for us here in Salt Lake County and the work that's been done has provided enough capacity with extra space so that nobody's had to be turned away, and anybody who needs somewhere to stay, we've had capacity for them. So that's great. That's great. Attended the Zions Bank Housing Summit. So it was a meeting of business professionals and some of the key family philanthropy organizations that we've all heard of here in the state of Utah, coming together to really talk about housing. And this wasn't an elected official summit. We had the governor speak, and Congressman Blake Moore spoke. But this really was leaders in business across Utah coming together to determine what the private sector can do to have a really significant impact in working in concert with what we're trying to do through policy and all the different areas to come together to try to help move the needle on housing affordability in the state. And it was really well done. Zions Bank, like I said, hosted that, but they had a lot of key players there, and they made a lot of good commitments. We've got a lot of philanthropic money, not only promised, but also going toward. There's commitments made and private and public partnerships being made to try to help expand the reach of what we can all do to try to help with the price of housing here in the state of Utah. I met with several candidates who are probably filed today. Probably several of them filed today to run for office this next year. And I always appreciate candidates coming in and wanting to really understand our needs here in South Jordan and how they could be helpful if they were elected and what that looks like. So grateful for that. And other than that, it's been a really big month for my family. We've had a lot of birthdays, and we all had the holidays, and my son gets married in a few hours. And we've had a lot of family stuff, too. So right now, my entire family, including my grandkids from California, they're all at my house right now, except our missionary, getting ready for the wedding. So when we're all done tonight, I will say hi to as many people as I can, and then I have to get home because there's only so much you can do without mom there the night before the wedding. So anyway, it's been a really great month and a great month for the city of South Jordan. We've had a lot of great things happening, a lot of service that's been extended, and I think that's my favorite part, is just seeing the way people care for their neighbors and look out for those around them and step up. Oh, I did have one other thing. Sorry. We had our Jordan Education Foundation Christmas for Kids, and Mr. McGuire was there. Chief was there, and I know I talked about it before we had it, but it was our biggest and best yet. We had 560 or 70, I think, secondary age students, middle and high school age students who live across Jordan School District, who were able to go shopping with a mentor and volunteers from far and wide across the community. And we take over the Walmart on Bangor Highway here in South Jordan, and they are such a great partner, and they open every single cash register, and there's so many people there. And Santa comes, and it's fun having both Swoop and Cosmo there together to greet the kids and celebrate with the kids, and we have donuts and food for them. And anyway, all of these efforts are the result of work to raise funds to supplement and help provide additional services to kids in need throughout the school district. So it was a fantastic event. It was our 10th anniversary. It was our biggest and best one yet, and it was just really great. So that was another hit. And if you're ever interested in participating, it's always the second Saturday in December. And I'm happy to share more information if anybody ever wonders. Or you can go to Jordan Education Foundation and learn more about it. And that is my report. We're now going to turn to public comment, and I'm going to open the floor in just a second to anyone. We'll start with in person who would like to address the council. If you've got thoughts, questions, concerns, it's not an interactive dialogue time. It's your opportunity to speak to the council and for us to hear what you'd like to share. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and at the start of every meeting for the last 6 years before we've had public comment, I've said the same thing. We're really proud of how we do things here in South Jordan. We keep a civil discourse here, and our dialogue is civil, and you have a commitment from all of us up here that we will be respectful, and we ask the same of each of you. Sometimes we have different opinions. Sometimes we have different opinions. We all have different opinions about what should happen maybe and how we get there, but we're all here because we love the city of South Jordan and commit to working together to come up with the right solutions. So with that, I'll turn the time over. If there's anyone in person that would like to speak, you're welcome to come to the mic. Please give us your name and address for the public record. And then after that, we'll turn to anyone online.
My name's Ted Frotten, and I grew up in the old Purple Church on 1300 West. So this is my 50th year in South Jordan. I want to talk a little bit about something, a group that I represent called Intermountain Silent Flyers. And we're a group of people that are interested in model aviation, primarily gliders, which you can see here. These are styrofoam airplanes, and we teach kids, youth groups, but we teach seniors too. I mean, we've taught everybody in every age group. About 10 years ago, I worked with Salt Lake County Parks because we approached them for a place to fly primarily gliders and these small electric planes. And they said, we have a perfect park for you. It's Bingham Creek Park. Of course, it was slated to be built, you know, within 6 months. So we've waited for 10 years for this park to be built. And we went up there and started flying a little bit. Then we're approached by the police department, a couple other people, that says there's a city ordinance that says we can't fly there. And us as a group, we feel this targets people who are interested in aviation and learning aviation. We have several people in our club that are commercial pilots, that are ex-military pilots. People have gone on to fly for the military in their surveillance drone programs. So, we'd like to see this code changed and amended, or, you know, it would be nice if it was citywide, but, at least for Bingham Creek, if we could make that exception. Because I worked for a year with the landscape architects to try and get us a facility there to do these things. They have big competitions. We're not too interested in that. We fly mostly in the morning. Right now, nobody's using the park in the morning, and we could be training kids. Everybody in our group is a member of a national organization called the AMA. The AMA insures each pilot for $2.5 million liability. So we feel like it's very safe. We've never had an accident, and our group has been organized for about 40 years now. So I would just hope that the council would consider this so we can be a little more proactive to youth and those. There are very few places for us to fly these slower, glider-type airplanes in the valley. Right now, if we have a group of kids from Provo, we have to take them to Grantsville, so the logistics just get impossible. We're not asking to take over the park. We just want our fair, chance at taking just the use of it and the ability to do that. So I hope you guys will consider that, and, if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Thanks.
Thank you, Ted. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to address the council? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, please turn your camera on and give us a wave. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. I'm seeing people, but not anyone who would like to speak. So, okay, all right, with that, thank you very much. We will close this public comment portion of the meeting and move to item H. We have some action items. Item H1 is resolution R2024-01, proclaiming January 16, 2024 as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan. I'm going to turn to our city manager, Mr. Dustin Lewis, for that.
Thank you, Mayor. As has become a regular tradition at our first meeting in January, we have given consideration for this resolution. Mr. Grant Horwith, who is a resident of our community, and I work together throughout the year and talk about putting this resolution together. It's an opportunity for our city to recognize people of all faiths and people of no faiths, whatever beliefs they hold, to be able to have that and enjoy the freedoms of our country and those freedoms that are granted to them. So what you have tonight is a resolution similar to that we have passed in years previous, with the recommendation that we adopt it, recognizing January 16th as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan. This is something that U.S. Congress does each year, and I believe the state has done in previous years as well. Mr. Horwith couldn't be with us tonight. He called me this morning. He has a family emergency that he was dealing with today, and he is joining us online. I just saw him, so
yeah,
I would give that to you for your consideration.
Thank you. My only question about this is, we'll be voting on this resolution tonight, and if it passes, we'll be reading this as a proclamation on the 16th.
We can, if you would like to. We have not done that previously, but we could, since we actually have a meeting that day. That might be something fun to share.
And it would be that exact day. That would be my recommendation. If this resolution passes, I'd like to be able to read.
If it passes, I will bring a proclamation to you on the 16th.
Thank you. I've got it right here in front of me. I'd love to be able to read that on the 16th to make that proclamation. Okay. Okay. Thank you for that. Anybody have any questions about this? Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, I will turn to our city recorder, Anna Crookston, and see if you'll lead the council in a roll call vote.
Mayor,
oh, I don't have a motion.
May I make a motion?
Yes. Okay. Whoever you are at the end of the table, Mr. McGuire, please.
Mayor, I make motion that we approve resolution R2024-01.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. We have a second by Mrs. Johnson. Any discussion? All right, seeing none now, please, Mrs. Crookston.
Councilmember McGuire.
Aye.
Councilmember Johnson.
Aye.
Councilmember Harris.
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes.
And Councilmember Zander.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
That's a rough 2024 already.
No, it's fantastic. Thank you. That passes unanimously. And I think that's great. That's actually something I'm really grateful that we do every year. So, thank you. All right, item I on our agenda, we have one public hearing item. Ordinance 2024-01, amending sections 17.04.240, public utilities, 17.18.030, use regulations, and 17.18.060, use definitions of the city of the South Jordan City Municipal Code to change public utility and restaurant uses from conditional uses to permitted uses. We'll turn to our Director of Planning, Mr. Stephen Schaefermeyer, for this.
Thank you, Mayor. As you stated, this ordinance 2024-01 would amend various sections of Title 17 regarding public utilities, specifically the use that's defined in our code as utility services. It covers a broad range of public utilities. These are utilities generally installed by public or semi-public or quasi-public agencies throughout the city, and you can think of power, sewer, those types of things. The other is changing. It also cleans up the definition of utility services by eliminating the distinction between a major utility facility and a minor utility facility.
This also changes restaurant use from conditional to permitted in the community commercial zone, the commercial neighborhood zone, and the professional office zone. Right now, there are many zones throughout the city that have restaurants as a permitted use, not a conditional use. And these zones, for whatever reason, were different. They were made a conditional use, restaurants as a conditional use in these zones. The proposal tonight is to change that from conditional to permitted. As I stated in the study session, and we can go through specific language if you would like, but based on our experience with utility services, and there's an example in your packet of a Rocky Mountain Power transmission line upgrade, based on that experience, we believe it makes the most sense to rely on the various regulations in our code, the various state and district and federal regulations of many of the utilities to regulate. These are generally industries that are heavily regulated, both safety, where they can go, public notice, all kinds of things that go into siting these public utilities. And our experience as staff has been that adding an additional layer of conditional use does not actually change the outcome. It adds a lot of frustration, time, and effort on everybody's part. And we believe there are other parts of our code that regulate these utilities properly, and that adding that additional layer of conditional use doesn't actually change outcomes. So our proposal is to change, again, those from a conditional use to a permitted use. As far as the restaurant goes, again, as I stated earlier, many of our zones are mixed-use zones. The zone where the district is located don't have restaurants listed as a conditional use. So it doesn't make sense that Harmon's, which is in the CC zone and has many restaurants around it, that those a new restaurant locating in an existing development or a new development would require that additional layer to locate where restaurants already are located, and frankly, that our community wants them. Restaurants seem to be the new retail, if you talk to Brian, and so we want to pave the way for restaurants and not add another layer of bureaucracy that doesn't really change, again, the outcome. Conditional uses are difficult to manage because it requires a significant degree of evidence of a harm. And you can't just condition a use based on feelings and fear. And frankly, that's a lot of what is brought up during Planning Commission meetings. Even in the case of the power lines, where there was quite a bit of evidence brought, it still didn't rise to the level. And again, part of that has to do with the federal regulation and all the safety and all of that. But it still didn't raise to the level where the Planning Commission, based on advice from council and their review of the application, felt comfortable to place conditions, additional things on top of what was already being required by our code. One other note about the restaurant use. One of the concerns that the commission has had, and staff, frankly, is drive-throughs. Post-pandemic, everybody wants a drive-through. Everybody loves a drive-through. Restaurants want to locate where there's a drive-through so that if there's another pandemic, they can still operate more easily their business. So we're seeing a lot of drive-throughs being proposed and wanting to be built. The drive-throughs themselves are still conditional uses. The reason being things like light and noise and stacking of cars, those are sort of traditional detrimental effects in a conditional use permit that are more easily identified. It's easier to have evidence related to that. Additionally, in 2015, we added what we call impact control measures. These are the types of studies and evidence that you would normally want in a conditional use permit anyway. And we're requiring some of those for specific uses up front. And so it's staff's opinion that we have enough in our code to regulate both of these uses and that this change makes sense. The Planning Commission did review this proposal and recommended unanimously that you approve it. So if there's any questions, I can take those after public comment.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Okay, I'm now going to open public hearing, the public hearing on ordinance 2024-01, amending section 17.04.240, public utilities, 17.18.030, use regulations, and 17.18.060, use definitions of the South Jordan City Municipal Code to change public utility and restaurant uses from conditional uses to permitted uses. If there's anyone here that would like to speak to this, the time is now yours. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? If so, yeah, I already know that probably neither of those are. I think they're both taking notes and minutes and things, so probably not. Okay, last call for anyone in person. All right, thank you. Seeing none, we will close this public hearing and ask the council if you have any questions for Mr. Schaefermeyer.
I do.
Please, go ahead.
Mr. Schaefermeyer, you gave an example, of course, in the packet of the transmission lines, mm-hmm. and how ultimately they were upgraded and so forth. I want to ask about a few other utilities and how they might be impacted.
Sure.
Or how our residents might be impacted, mm-hmm. By this change in our code. So I know we have a major gas transmission line through our city, natural gas transmission line, and how might this change impact if they wanted to upgrade that or change that in some way?
They still need to come to the city for any permits. If you're establishing, for example, we had, I believe it was Questar on 13th West recently,
right.
had to come in and they had to do a site plan because they were making enough changes to their site that would require, in this case, a site plan or a site plan amendment. So there's still a public hearing process. People still have opportunity to come and hear what's going on. Even in the Rocky Mountain Power, and I don't know all of their regulations, but in the Rocky Mountain Power case, again, they have public service requirements through Utah and federal requirements that would require them to reach out to those affected by the transmission line upgrade. I would assume that might is a similar situation with like a gas line. Many of these lines are in easements, and so property owners have noticed that they have the easement on their property, particularly in the case where it's a buried utility that you may not see. The Rocky Mountain Power case was interesting because people had actual poles in their front yard,
right.
that they saw. So they knew what they were moving to when they moved there. A gas line may be kind of a different thing. Sometimes what comes up during these hearings are health concerns that federal regulations have preempted us entirely from considering. So the example I'd give you, and this is a little bit different because it's regulated under its own section, is wireless communications. There's some concerns about health effects of those. The FCC has preempted us from taking those kinds of concerns into consideration. So the idea is that the proper place to challenge those things isn't at the local level. That would be at the federal level.
So you mentioned wireless.
Mm-hmm.
Let me continue down that train of thought. We've got a number of cell towers throughout mm-hmm. the city, and what if the owner of that tower wanted to increase the height of the tower? Would this change in code affect that process?
No, the wireless is kind of its own animal because of complicated FCC regulations. There's even a provision in the code that allows them to increase the height without having to go through our processes for site plan amendment.
So even without this change,
they
have their own process.
Yes. Now, Rocky Mountain Power, Questar, they would have to come to us, and it would usually be through the engineering department for things like encroachment permits, and submit plans of exactly what it is they're going to do, the timing of it. A lot of these things require road closures and things like that that directly affect. What they're putting in the ground, though, is much more difficult for us to regulate.
Sure. So sewer lines, would this code change affect their process?
No, the sewer lines, unless they had an actual facility, so if there was a sewer treatment plant or something, yes, then that would require a site plan. But the upgrading of the transmission lines, that's all within, usually within their easements, but it's usually also within our roads. Yeah. And that usually wouldn't trigger a site plan amendment because the transmission line is different.
And, you know, a lot of us have gone Google Fiber lately. Does this impact how we deal with them at all?
No, not unless they built an actual facility. Otherwise, we have franchise agreements that regulate them. And so before Google Fiber or Comcast or others come into the city to put their facilities within our right-of-way, even if it's not within, I'll take that back. Within our right-of-way, they have to have a franchise agreement with the city that regulates everything from the fees they have to pay to the process for their permitting. And each of the telecommunications, that is where we see most of the utilities these days are just a ton of telecommunications within our right-of-way. And they have to have an agreement with us before. And so that would not change the process for them either.
Those are all the questions I have. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any questions?
I just have a comment. I don't know if you may do that now or later.
That'd be
but
great.
I appreciate you putting this forward. I mean, I remember with the lines going through the power lines. You know, a lot of people are coming to this body. They see an agenda item and they think this body could stop. The power lines. You know, going in, and I think it. And they just don't. They didn't know that. I mean, I think they really. There's other bodies if they're truly wanting to stop that they need to go through. I think this help clears that up significantly because ultimately, we didn't have the authority necessarily to stop it, but sure got a whole lot of people asking us to utilize our influence to make a change though on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Anyone else? Okay.
I do have a comment.
Please, go ahead.
I just am grateful for our ability to have this exchange. I think creating efficiencies and clearing it up so we don't have the public thinking we can do things so we really can't do. I think that's great. I like that. But anytime we're talking about changing and eliminating a public process, making it a process that's handled strictly by staff, I think we have to think about that a little bit, and scrutinize it a bit. So hence my questions.
Great, thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, with that, I will ask the council, if there is a motion on ordinance 2024-01.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve ordinance 2024-01.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, we will turn to Mrs. Cruxton, please, for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
That passes. Thank you. I would echo what was said and say us and the Planning Commission, who also didn't have the ability to stop it. And I think you're right. That false expectation, a little bit of misunderstanding, can create a lot of angst and something that actually our bodies don't have the ability to change. So thank you. Yeah. And with that, now that it's cleared out a little bit, I failed to recognize Michelle Hollis, a member of our Planning Commission, the chair of our Planning Commission. Thank you for being here with us tonight. We welcome you and we appreciate you being here. Also, we are joined tonight. We have Representative Susan Pulsifer here with us. And I mentioned previously, but I don't know if I said her name, we have our school board president, Tracy Miller, here with us as well. It's a common courtesy that we like to extend to our other elected officials that represent us here in South Jordan. If they'd like to take a minute to say anything, we'd invite first Representative Pulsifer and then President Miller, if you'd like to take a quick minute. We appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thank you, council members. It's always a pleasure to meet with you in your council meeting. I love the work you do. I say with pride everywhere I go that I represent South Jordan. It's just great. And I can see in other people's eyes that they know that that's a good thing too. And so thank you. Thank you for making the city that we live in such a wonderful city, doing such a great job, the city that I live in. And thank you. It's just a pleasure to work with you. And I look forward to one more year. Thank you.
Thank you for all your service, Representative Pulsifer. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. We know we're standing between, you know, this meeting ending and the good food that's out there. So, but appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations to Councilmember Zander and Harris and Johnson. We look forward to working with you on behalf of Jordan School District. We are so pleased with the relationship that we have with South Jordan City and the fine work of our staffs and our elective boards to be able to work together. And we'll just reiterate, if you ever need anything, if we can ever work together to solve problems, please let me know. We really appreciate your support. And Ms. Mayor Ramsey mentioned the Christmas for Kids event was right here, held right here in South Jordan, and many of you were there, and the police officers that were there. So great to have your support and work together for that great cause. So again, thank you.
Thank you. And by way of note, for those of you who may not know, the next new elementary school to go in South Jordan, the construction of that has been approved by the Jordan School District Board. So we'll be getting another new elementary school here in the city soon as we continue to grow. We appreciate their efforts to help make sure we have excellent schools for our kids to attend. So we appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to turn to our city manager for staff reports and calendaring items.
I only have one item for you this evening, and that is to acknowledge Assistant City Manager Jason Rasmussen's birthday.
Today.
Today.
Doesn't that mean we have to extend the meeting like for another 5 hours out of tradition?
No, we need to be done in time for Director Raymond Garrison to celebrate his birthday tomorrow.
Very nice. That's all I have
tonight, Mayor. Thank you.
I love that.
That's great. Just real quickly, next Wednesday, January 10th, we have a meeting scheduled with residents of Daybreak to discuss traffic parking concerns that happened last October due to lighting and yard displays. So we'll be trying to come up with some solutions and work with residents to see if we can address that. And I think Jason and Tamara, I've sent that to your calendars.
Station 64,
yes. Thank you.
I appreciate you doing that. I met one of the women who was one of the original homes of the Barbie Land display at a unique place. And we were chatting, and she told me they fully intend to do it again next year. And so I appreciate this conversation happening so that we can work to try to make sure that it's we can maintain flow and function through the area.
And side note, the north side of the island did Barbie. The south side of the island is already talking about doing Disney theme. So it could get more fun before it. That's what they told me. So we'll see.
Experience.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Now keep it all shut till Wednesday.
Mr. Lewis, do you have anything for us?
Very quickly, the legislative session begins Tuesday the 16th. Local Officials Day is the 17th. I believe all of you have received an invite for that. Councilmember Johnson, I'm not sure if we've gotten you that information, but we'll do that tomorrow. If you can free up time, our youth council will be there. They have some great speakers. Director Deal in the back could give us more of an impression of everything or more of a summary of everything going on, but it's definitely worth the time. Representative Pulsifer is always nice enough to sit with us, talk with our youth and the best, and entertain us. We appreciate her and her other representatives and senators. In addition, we haven't, just due to scheduling and stuff, I've reached out to several of our electeds, haven't had a chance to sit down. So if there's any particular issues, we've got a couple of weeks, and I know each of them has said they'll make time for us. Please send me your issues, and we'll get something together. It's just been kind of difficult given a couple of people's schedules. So that's all I have, Mayor.
Awesome. Thank you. And speaking of Local Officials Day on the 17th, we'll have another birthday that day.
Yes.
We'll sing to you.
I believe it's Director or Assistant Director Phil Brown's birthday that day.
Well, yes. And somebody else on the far right end of this table. So he's very quickly deflecting that that's his birthday too. Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
His face is turning red.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, anyone else? Anything we need to know? Anything for us? Anything? And I thanked our police department, but I didn't thank our fire department, who also were key at Christmas for Kids. Thank you. Okay, with that, we will go to item D3, which you'll recall was amended, moved from earlier to the very end of this agenda. And we welcome the additional members of the Zander family who are here with us now. We're glad you're able to be here. And we will invite Mrs. Zander and our city reporter, Mrs. Crookston, to come down and administer the oath of office.
I state your name.
I, Tamara Zander.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
I will discharge the duties of my office.
I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity. And thank
Zander,
you.
We appreciate your willingness to serve another term for the residents of South Jordan as well. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes. Thanks for letting me delay for my cute family. And Superintendent Miller, they'll be attending your new school right here this little guy. Could I get a picture with my family?
Yep, we'd like to invite the Zander family to come on up and join Councilwoman Zander for a photo.
They live a block from your new school.
No pressure there.
All right. Three. Oh, my aesthetic daughter.
All right. Let's actually shift that just a little bit. Okay. Thank you. Three, two, one. I always take about 50 photos. Three, two, one. And break. All right. Three, two, one, and one more. Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Congratulations, and thank you for being here. I'm glad it worked out that you guys could be several places tonight. All right, and with that, unless anyone has anything else specific to bring up, I will ask if there is a motion to adjourn so that we can invite everyone to join us out here for a welcome reception for the council and to congratulate and celebrate the oath of office tonight here for our city council members.
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we adjourn and go to the reception.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you, and please feel free to join us out here. We welcome you and appreciate you being here. And again, congratulations.